I'm back again, gun strap packing in more metaphors and lyrics from this young man. A.M.A. Young Rain is the ball, spitting lyrics once again. Metaphorically, physically, I know you feeling it.
Revealing and improving information now. Another day, another crown. Strive for greatness worldwide. Maryland pride. We in the motherfucking building, man. I got a special guest on this episode. My man Timmy Duncan. Episode 65. On this episode, we're gonna talk about a lot of deep topics that's going on. As far as the shit that happened in France, Catholic Church, 200,000 minors. In a duration of calculation have been, you know, sexually assaulted, as well as the shit that's going on in Texas with the different abortion laws and people feeling iffy about Texas and a lot of different other shit. We're going to touch on the gene that was talked about on Joe Rogan's podcast a couple months ago. And man, we never fully utilized that shit. Here go my boy Timmy Duncan. Introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, it's Timmy, you know, Twisted T. Oh yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's an honor.
Already. And I mean, Timmy Duncan is a wonderful songwriter, and he's going to be utilizing that great song, you mean, vocalistically, you mean? And you mean, it's an honor to know this brother right here. It's my man's whole 100 grand, the full way. My departure, a lot of shit, you know, been going on half and half. But we're going to get everything right how it's supposed to be. Everybody that held shit down and keep supporting the show, I support you like you support me. And I mean, sharing the same type of love and sympathy back. You feel what I'm saying? Other than the topics, before we get into the topics in the show itself, you got anything else crazy that, I mean, that's been happening the last past month?
I know I've seen something about how Norway prisons have better turnover rate for crime because their prisons are better, where our prisons are get kind of like shit. You're more likely to commit a crime in America if you go to prison versus if you go to prison in Norway.
So Norway, you can get a couple bit of passes off of that.
Yeah, Norway, they got a lot more comfort items, so you feel like you're actually out in public. Unlike what we have, which is not much, and you work, and you don't really make anything in prison. So when you get out, all you really know is not how to operate anymore. You get used to that little box.
And a lot of people said prison and jail and, you know, juvenile detention centers should be used as what's supposed to be used for, rejuvenate motherfuckers and get them back to society and, you know, a functional way where you just don't fuck with people. And I still stand on the stance that some people deserve to die. So fuck sending them to jail. If they deserve to die, they deserve to die. But let's get into the motherfucking show.
Yeah, baby.
You big dummy.
In Texas, supporters of abortion rights cheering the federal judge's ruling, putting a temporary hold on the most restrictive abortion law in the land.
We reached out to some of the patients that we had on a waiting list to come in to have abortions today.
The law bans abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, and it deputizes everyday citizens to file lawsuits against anyone they say aids or abets an abortion, from the doctor who performs the procedure to the Uber driver who takes the woman to a clinic. And if they win, they get a bounty of at least $10,000. But now as legal challenges make their way through the courts, Judge Robert Pittman putting the law on pause, ruling that because of its unprecedented and aggressive scheme, women have been unlawfully prevented from exercising control over their lives in ways that are protected by the Constitution. And since the law went into effect, most Texas women seeking abortions have had to leave the state to get one. I sat down with Maddie, a 21-year-old college student, the day before she traveled to Mississippi for the procedure.
At 6 weeks, you didn't even know you were pregnant.
Not even close. I was still living my life as regular and as carefree of a college kid as I could be.
She was on birth control, but by the time she took a pregnancy test and went to the doctor, it was too late to get an abortion under Texas law.
When she told me that I was measuring at 10 and a half weeks, I just cried.
Well, a culture of silence with complete, even cruel indifference. That's how an explosive new report is describing the response by the French Catholic Church to 7 decades of sexual abuse. The results of the investigation found more than 200,000 minors were sexually exploited by French Catholic clergy since 1950. That number jumps to 330,000 when you add non-clergy members. And the head of the commission that issued the report says that abuse is still happening.
C'est nombre. These numbers of 216,000 and 330,000 are far more than concerning. They're appalling and must absolutely not remain unanswered. They require very strong action.
Well, the report reveals the scale of abuse in France is far more severe than previously thought.
This whole debate about the MAOA gene, which is like this gene that Black Africans have, like much, it's like a proclivity to violence that they have.
MAOA gene.
Yeah. I recommend people Google it and do their own research. It's like a big debate about whether or not, but basically like what it is it's, you know, if you think about like, you know, kind of white European Asian ancestors, as we kind of moved out of Africa, like aggression and violence was kind of less necessary because we were like farmers and stuff.
But right? God, is that really true?
All right, man, revealing approved information now on the first topic. So everybody already know I had got blocked on Facebook several times, and even my videos taken down off of YouTube when I talked about this same type of situation, but it happened with the Catholic Church, and they did me crazy on YouTube, you feel what I'm saying? So I'm not really worrying about that in full totality of what's going on, because we still have to provide content. I've been away in my last recent videos that y'all hear me, what I've been stuck on PCGate real heavy, and justice for the children, rather if it was the kids at the border, how they did crazy, and just kids in general, and especially all the kids worldwide that had to deal with being sexually molested, and you try to vent to your family just say fuck you, and they don't give a fuck about none of that. No, that shit's dead. We're living in a time period where everything is coming to a light of reality, and the truth era is right now, and we're not bullshitting and fucking around with anything less than that, you feel what I'm saying? So this is not something that's new, and you hear people with this, you know, outrage, and I know a lot of times we can get lost in our own shit, but yo, Timmy, is this much of a surprise, or do you feel like that, you know, nothing really gonna change, because people been knowing about this shit and even joked about on animations and a lot of different other shit around the world, but yet no arrest, like a celebrity can be in America and shit like that. The Pope's still a fucking human, for the ones that did it, and anybody else that's involved in this shit, bro.
I believe nothing gonna really change. Like, we've known about this forever. It's been clear evidence. It really doesn't matter, because the Pope is someone as everyone sees as a holy figure, but in my personal opinion, I don't believe one man should have the power to tell you what God says and all this, because God gives you signs throughout your life. But it is what it is.
And that's actual. I agree as well. I feel like that nobody really give a fuck about youth at all. The youth is the future, to making sure that everything stays sturdy, they're the legs to keep the God body going. And we don't give a fuck about the youth. You pretty much committing suicide at an early age. But each, and then we still got the old heads that say, oh, well, you can't fuck with the youth. Yeah, the youth is crazy. I don't fuck around with these young niggas if they threaten me type shit. Then I get busy, or you gotta let them niggas have that. You know what I mean? Cause most, if you naked and you don't have nothing, you know what I mean? And they up. Most of them niggas tote, and they will bust that shit. But that's just the reality of how some shit go. We need justice, and we need arrest, just like America. These weak-ass weird-ass celebrities is getting arrested for this paraphernalia shit. We need the same type of justice. And as well as more topics on the same subject, we're going to switch it up and go about Texas with this abortion law. Shout out to Texas with letting people have the free right to this COVID shit. But it should also be the same thing. They abortion laws, and Timmy told me about this shit like fucking last month or the month before that month. And Timmy was like, yo, this shit is crazy. You can get fined and all type of shit. So women really have no type of freedom in Texas. You feel what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about that shit, bro? That shit is twicky. I remember when you showed me that shit, I was like, man, that shit is disgusting and inhumane.
Yeah, this shit get crazy because they be over here letting women get raped. And then they can get fined for having an abortion. Like, I believe that it should be their choice.
In instances for the people who feel like that, you know, abortion is ungodly, that's cool. But what we saying is, they should have a fucking right. Like, if they've been raped, you feel what I'm saying? They shouldn't be in a position where they have to be forced to have a baby. Or they'll be penalized by a fine. You feel what I'm saying? All type of weird ass shit. And I'm also one of them people who feel like I'm pro rights for men as well when it comes time to this abortion. I understand that it's the woman body, but the woman has to make a choice. When you let a man ejaculate his semen in you, that's his DNA. So that's you also approving when you open your legs to let him enter that y'all going to create something. So that process of being selfish is already out the window. Both of y'all made the decision that y'all gonna bring and create life. You feel what I'm saying? And bring that shit to reality. So for the fact that that shit being out of the way of men not having a right and they can just let their baby, you know, die, having that possibility, I feel like that shit is not right, nowhere near at all. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of men was fighting for that. And men actually try to fight for this in Texas as well. And that shit got shot down. This is a perfect time to come back and bring this shit back. You feel like that shit will ever be in existence, or you think, you know, women, it's always should be the woman 100% no matter what?
I think it depends. Like, if you rape, it's their decision, but as far as you fuck a girl, you should be ready to be a father anyway. Or that's what I was raised on. If you have the ability to fuck a girl and you want to, then you should be prepared to be a father either way.
And I agree with that. And I'm saying, do you feel like that it's a wrong thing for the men who feel like that we want to keep our seeds and not have them aborted? You feel what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like that's something that you can get behind and something that is not too crazy or too far-fetched for men to want?
It kind of depends, because like, if you can prove that you can stand on your shit and take care of your kid, then I get it. But there's also, if you can't stand on your shit, you're gonna make this.
Yeah, fuck the fuck, man. You worrying about the man that's trying to do honorable shit, and we just saying, please don't abort my baby. Some women wanna do this shit because, I wanna still be out here living my life. You made that decision at the end of the day. Like, it's a lot of, and I know we got Gary getting into the motherfucking first music break, but this, man, this topic is a topic that's going to continue being innuous, and we're going to get some women on the panel even more so they can have their opinion as well. I still was supposed to have that big open discussion, but we're going to get that flowing. But at the end of the day, closing out, and we're going to touch on the DNA, and y'all already know my opinion on that. That shit is fraudulent, and we spoke on this a little bit before. But we have more than enough time to do that on the free flow as well. But my main stance is this. Kids should be the most number one important option, then the elders, and then everything else will follow suit. And most times, elders and kids go hand in hand, you feel what I'm saying? But this abortion shit should be to the point where men shouldn't be feeling like they are also dead because they got their seed aborted uncontrollably. But also respect women and respect children.
I Shrink Records, yeah, man. The Maryland boys is back at it again. Trouble on your block, you can call on me. If the beef is real or not, you can call on me. Investment plans and money plots, you can call on me. If you tired of that nigga, you can call on me.
Man of the team needs advice, they call on me. I carry the weight on my shoulders, eyes heavy like a boulder. We all Maryland soldiers, the game on our back, I put it all on me. Yeah, serving niggas quickly like fast food. Burger King, Mickey D's, Chick-fil-A, TMC. You know, checkers and rally, ain't making money like Pac and Jada. Quick temper at any temperature, so check your temperature before your ass be walking on the tight wire. And AMAC, turn to Omar and rob your ass. And I'm never too hesitant to shoot like I'm Christian Snoop. You niggas is really fucking lame to me, I swear y'all the same to me. 90 is the baddest bitch I ever seen in my goddamn life. Real niggas salute that little Maryland crab, making Georgia feel foolproof. Yeah, if you fuck with my team, I make sure you niggas never understand if you intervene. Bounce back like I'm jumping on God's trampoline. King Vision in my blood, you know what I mean. Trapper on your block, you can call on me. If the beef is real or not, you can call on me. Investment plans and money plots, you can call on me. If you tired of that nigga, you can call on me. Whenever the team needs advice, they call on me. I carry the weight on my shoulders, eyes heavy like a boulder. We are Maryland soldiers, the game on our back, I put it all on me. Yeah. If you talk shit, I'll pop your bitch ass and stuff your body in the vacant. Or one of them random alleys, another fallen soldier, another fallen soldier. My heart been a Moria icebox cold. Seeing all this shit happen over and over again, making my soul get even fucking colder. Fuck we praying, not spraying. Fuck we praying, not spraying. Fuck we laying, not spraying. Fuck we laying, not spraying. Fuck we dying on our hands when the owner dead in his land. All you niggas claiming that you getting bands, but not shooting drums in the proper direction. I don't understand. You must write a rap and get behind the corrections. On your own match, fucking up the game plan. Bitch taking over 2020 fam. Trouble on your block, you can't call on me. If the beef is real or not, you can't call on me. Investment plans and money plots, you can call on me. If you tired of that nigga, you can call on me. Whenever the team needs advice, they call on me. Eyes heavy like a boulder, I am a Maryland soldier, nigga.
First things first, let's make things click. Every person in your ear ain't meant to tell you how to thrive. They just prey upon your fears, that's why.
I can't fuck with nothing that you say. I can't fuck with nothing that you say. I can't fuck with nothing that you say. I can't fuck with nothing that you say.
My Facebook hit my phone, they be watching what I'm doing. Just can't wait to tell me lies like I care about they wounds. Why you always lie to me? Through this front that I can see, it's so apparent your deception is just transparency. I'm doing me, you doing you, but my life is better and clearly it's true. I am the veteran inside the school, and no, you cannot play me, so pay me what's due. Why you lying all the time like we don't see it in your eyes? The fuck from around me lying niggas is one thing that I despise, yeah.
Liar, liar, nigga, pants on fire, why are you a walking inferno? You said you hit a lick, you said you hit a bitch, you just forgot to let her know. Where that paper that you stack, buying out the rack, shopping trips only you know. They said your boy even lied on me, but y'all flock together, we know how you go, so
I can't fuck with nothing that you say. I can't fuck with nothing that you say. I can't fuck with nothing that you say. I can't fuck with nothing that you say.
My DM hit my text, acting like we having sex, but you be leading niggas on with false thoughts of your caress. I'm impressed, I confess. Yeah, you had me in that dress. Girl, my mind was going crazy, I just wanna see you sweat. But nothing yet, been about a month or so. Said she wanna ride on my rodeo. But every time a nigga come around, always heavy pants for a heavy flow. Always lying all the time like I don't see it. And yeah, the fuck from around me. Lying bitches is one thing that I despise, yeah.
Liar, liar, bitches, pants on fire. Why you a walking inferno? You said you wanna hit, you said some free-
freaky shit. You just forgot that I heard those. With them pictures that you got, bands that you rock, sex and fades, only you know. They said your girl even lied for you, but y'all flocked together, we know how you go. So
I can't fuck with nothing that you say. 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 Words don't match the life that you portray. We see through your lies like it's x-ray. I can't fuck with nothing that you say. 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 I can't fuck with nothing that you say.
I got another one, yeah. I'm talking 6 rings, and she know me. I'm talking 6 rings, MBS, the best. Trini, my team needs 6 rings. If girlie know me, then she get some things, yeah. Ops watching me, got word from the bros that they know some things, yeah. Put my hitters on top, I promise what you talking don't mean a thing, yeah. Stop all that wishing, baby, I got what you missing. Come see us, 12 o'clock, we be pulling up with the bikes. Call my cars, cause my bank account nice. Big girl, who love when to do it right. Asking if I'm alright, alright, alright. No wanna talk with some spice. Excuse me, that's just my type. Only love a peach when it's ripe. Hit you from afar like this sniper snipe. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me who's the flyest and the hottest of them all. Gotta be me, last time I recall, I be using these dummies like the bathroom stalling, Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me who's the flyest and the hottest of them all. Gotta be me, last time I recall, I be using these dummies like the bathroom stalling, My team needs 6 rings, if girlie know me, then she get some things, yeah. Ops watching me, got word from the bros that they know some things, yeah. My head is on top, I promise what you talking don't mean a thing, yeah. Stop all that wishing, baby, I got what you missing. Come
got
see
me
us
switching through these lanes, spread it on me, dang. Falling out of switch up on my team like change. Should I be stuck in the way of the way? That's your new trick, but it take your name, ayy. Aiming for the top, coming for the spot. Anybody looking different, getting cleared out. Shorty got friends, bring them to the house. They all walking different when they all leave out. I'm just saying, we the best. MBS, forget the rest. Bust it down on me, yes. Shorty look back and she said, say less.
My team needs 6 rings. If girlie know me, then she get some things, yeah. Ops watching me, got word from the bros that they know some things, yeah. Put my hitters on top, I promise what you talking don't mean a thing, yeah. Stop all that wishing, baby, I got what you missing. Free Shmoney out that cage, free Boosie, free Big Snow.
GQ
maybe
so
not. Got a drum, but we not in the band. Been with all of my dogs since the same. If I go with them racks in my hand, stay low key, but you know I'm a chain. Run it up, screaming, fuck up with Sam. Never docking the fuckers you saying. Only guess I ain't popping no Zans. I was down and I turned to the main. Got a drum, but we not in the band. Been with all of my dogs since the same. If I go with them racks in my hand, stay low key, but you know I'm a chain. Run it up, screaming, fuck up with Sam. Never docking the fuckers you saying. Only guess I ain't popping no Zans. I was down and I turned to the main. What you mean I ain't ducking no rap? I'ma make sure I get my respect. Remember, bro, he was toting the tech. Let it go till there ain't nothing left.
Get them free, all my dogs out the slammer. They were bro with a couple of hammers. She keep touching me, yeah, I'm a rammer. Got me spreading her out like a banner. I be telling my mom I'ma make it. If I give me a chance, I'ma take it. No, I don't need that love, it's the fakest. No, I don't need that love, it's the fakest. I be quiet, don't know how I'm moving. Yeah, he heard cause he know that they losing. Took a chick in my fault, she be choosing. Please don't play cause my niggas is ruthless. Got a drummer, we not in a band. Been with all of my dogs since the same. If I go with them racks in my hand. Stay low key, but you know I'm a jam. Run it up, screaming, fuck Uncle Sam. Never ducking the fuck as you saying. Only guess I ain't popping no Zans. I was down and I turned to the man. Got a drummer, we not in a band. Been with all of my dogs since the same. If I go with them racks in my hand. Stay low key, but you know I'm a jam. Run it up, screaming, fuck Uncle Sam. Never ducking the fuck as you saying. Only guess I ain't popping no Zans. I was down and I turned to the man.
This is a story about a bird that flew in from another region. They said of his arrival. Two beds of goat, no joke. Two chicken heads, they golden Quran. And the King James version of the Holy Bible. Once his bird catches his flight, he out of sight. He noticed the same evil sins going down in the darkness, also occurring in the daylight. On top of that, he dead broke, so no savings for his daylight. Once a mellow fuck up, but did so in peak condition. Now on the verge to graduate, with so much reality on his plate, he didn't even calculate the poison in the food that he shouldn't have ate. They gave that bird a stomach ache. Damn, I understand what it means to be a man. Struggle, struggle, struggle was all a part of the plans. Young King, you gonna make it soon.
Why do you say that mainstream media encourages mob rule?
I've talked to 43 lawyers around the country, 17 judges, and I haven't found one that was shocked by the verdict. Most saw the same thing that I did from day one. This never should have gone to trial. It's a travesty. Is a violation of due process in American law. It is part of this mess that mainstream media is trying to feed into the heads of the citizenry and poison them by saying that their emotions and their feelings are supposed to have paramountcy over what happens within the law. That's not the way it goes. I get people who never even took what they should have gotten in the fourth and fifth grade get to talking about how somebody gonna disprove what these women accuse Dr. Cosby of. And the truth of the matter is you don't have to. They have to prove that what they claim is true, not the other way around. That's American law. I see too much of this show up on the courthouse, voice your opinion, and get the courts to yield to what you believe. That's not the way the law works. That's called mob rule, mob justice. And if you want a more egregious exemplar, take what happened to Emmett Till and every other black man that's been lynched in the history of this country because somebody got emotional and decided to suborn the law, go around it, and do what their emotions drove them to do.
So Judge, I think there's two things happening at once here. And I think on the one hand, many of us are legitimately aware, and myself included, that the criminal legal system doesn't give equal outcomes to everybody, that black folk catch the worst end of this, that black men, when it comes to incarceration, get the absolute worst end of this. And the Bill Cosby case is an example of a prosecutor who was dishonest. Bill Cosby, absolutely, if he's told that you won't be prosecuted for giving this deposition, and then he gets prosecuted, that is a violation of his rights, and that is a violation of due process.
Of course it is.
On the
violation
other
hand, due process.
But on the, right. But hold on, let me finish this point, Judge.
Going forward should be disciplined.
So there's that, but then there's the other question that people... So then there's this other question that people, though, have, Judge, which is a legal question. I mean, which is not a legal question. I think those two things, to some extent, are getting mixed up. And the non-legal question is about whether or not Bill Cosby actually did harm. Legally, you can say he's not guilty because the not guilty stands in.
He didn't do anything.
R&B singer R. Kelly facing the music and possible prison time
on 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving 4 victims.
Authorities say at least 3 of them were minors, and the crimes happened between 1998 and 2010. In a Friday press conference, victims were revealed only by their initials, HW, RL, LC, and JP. JP, believed to be Geronda Pace, told Dateline back in January that she was 16 years old when Kelly sexually abused her.
I didn't agree to having sex with him.
or performing, I would be locked in a room.
Michael Avenatti represents several clients who are prepared to testify against Kelly. Just last week, Avenatti says he turned over a video to authorities that reportedly shows Kelly engaging in illegal sex acts with a 14-year-old girl.
Both the victim and Mr. Kelly refer to the victim's age.
Two decades of sexual misconduct accusations have followed the singer. He was acquitted of all child pornography charges in 2008. But a recent Lifetime docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly, put the spotlight back on his past.
He preferred the younger ones because it's easy to manipulate.
Shortly after it aired, a Chicago prosecutor made a plea for any victims to come forward.
We cannot seek justice without you.
Kelly has consistently denied any wrongdoing. His lawyer defended his client Friday, saying the victims are lying.
Every one of the women in that documentary had a song they were now going to release, a book they were now going to release, a deal they were now going to do. Everybody's trying to profit off of R. Kelly.
A star now making more headlines for his legal trouble rather than his music.
All right, man, revealing our pool information now. Next segment, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. In the Bill Cosby segment, with this scenario, we're going to update it from what's going on. It's another person accused Mr. Cosby of the same that's going on. And she's been on the show for a minute. I forgot her name at the moment. She been on the show for a minute, and she was the one that he helped her during the pregnancy and shit like that. Our opinion of R. Kelly is like solid and firm. I'm pretty sure Timmy's opinion is the same opinion as my opinion. Timmy's like probably like me. Of course, I'm black, bro. I'm black. I'm 26 years old. So yes, I listen to R. Kelly, but that's because people put R. Kelly on around me, you feel what I'm saying, type shit. I didn't go out my way. I never had no R. Kelly album on my phone. That has nothing to do with his him being accused of what the fuck else and shit of him, you know, what he did and shit like that. I'm saying accused because journalism is a serious shit. And as you already know, the motherfuckers been trying to, yeah, bro, I be fighting for my show and all type of shit like that. But anyway, so R. Kelly, people put a song with him. I never listened to none of his albums and shit like that myself. I wasn't really a fan of him. He's one of the best vocalists of all time. All that's facts. I still fuck with Cosby Show and the shit that he produced. So I'm just saying that to say I'm not one of them people that, I'm just giving all honest opinion. Y'all already know that by now. But for the new listeners, I'm just letting y'all know. But my opinion on that is, it's been like, fuck R. Kelly. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if he on that type of time, you feel what I'm saying? And also, the parents have responsibility in what's going on. So it's fuck R. Kelly and fuck the parents. And it's another motherfucker y'all getting on right now. Yo, that motherfucker, he married his goddaughter. She 19, he 50. And they getting his ass, Timmy. But let me try to stay on track real quick. Bro, how you feel like about this whole R. Kelly shit, bro?
Bro, the whole R. Kelly shit hard. Like, this man isn't ever gonna live this shit down. The man was found with child pornography on his shit, sex trafficking, like it's hella shit on this man. It's hard to turn your life around, like you can't. I'm not gonna hold you.
Did you even listen to R. Kelly? Like
I've never heard his shit. I only knew who R. Kelly was really due to like people I know used to listen to him.
Fact.
But I've never personally owned any of his shit, listened to his shit. Was never a fan.
That's actual factual. Like our generation, bro, we not really like on R. Kelly for real like that. Like, and then this is, you know, wild history and shit. I don't know if y'all remember when R. Kelly and Trey Songz was going through their shit, bro. R. Kelly was hating on Trigger for a minute, bro. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah. But the Cosby situation, like you were saying a while ago, the question that you asked, you said you thought that you couldn't do no shit like the Double Jeopardy? Yeah. That shit called?
Because Double Jeopardy is where you get tried for the same crime twice. Because it's not how it's supposed to go, but I'm guessing if you get tried with different victims, it's a whole new crime in its own. So, like, if you beat a crime, they can't retry you for it.
Do you believe in, some people think it's myth. It's not myth at all. Do you believe that they attack high power individuals, like, especially around the world, but, you know, in this particular instance, I mean, like, America has a history of going against higher ups, especially people, you feel what I'm saying, of color. They love attacking black people, and anybody that's against and supporting black people and trying to find, you know, real justice and freedom in this shit. You feel like that America definitely, you mean, goes out their way to target motherfuckers like that?
So I feel like they target people who are trying to work and be progressive. Like, you aren't gonna tell a news story about something that isn't gonna stir up people talking, people hating. It's not gonna be on the news about some big love fest, everyone getting along well. No, they go and spin it to where it's something that starts hate and separation between everyone, because they don't want us to be united as one.
And facts, bro. And I agree with Timmy Duncan, bro. Like, that's all actual, factual, actual. In this instance, I feel like Cosby is a victim of that. I don't feel like R. Kelly is a victim of that. I feel like R. Kelly is a victim of the Pizzagate shit that's going on, where all these celebrities love fucking kids. And underage girls and taking advantage, going to these other countries doing the same shit. It's a place, a lot of motherfuckers go to Africa, just regular motherfuckers with money and shit. A country in Africa where they go around, they fuck these little girls, and you feel what I'm saying? They like kidnapping type shit. And then some of the little girls, they prostitutes early on because they're like, fuck it. Nah, I want the money. I need the money. My family gotta eat, and you know, this, that, and the third. Like, y'all already know how that shit go. So just be mindful that a lot of these times, bro, when you got money, bro, you pretty much can play with people's lives however you wanna play with people's lives. A lot of people don't really be on that real, you know, save the world shit for real, for real. And the reality at the end of the day, when you for the people, your reward won't really get noticed. You feel what I'm saying? Until you're gone. So you reap, your reward is reaping the benefit of understanding that you progress humanity in a positive direction by saving someone that's a victim in these circumstances that they can't control. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people being raped and taken advantage of is wrong. People that accuse men for this shit, you feel what I'm saying, take advantage of child support and all this other shit, that shit is also wrong and incorrect. And I feel like all of these women, I feel like for every time, you feel me, their bill get off, not off, rightfully off, you feel what I'm saying, I feel like these women should be prosecuted in the same hell that he's going through. These same women should be going through the same shit. Fuck these bitches that's out here and do shit like that. R. Kelly's situation is a completely, totally different situation. We don't fuck with that shit. We can't relate to that shit at all. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that is, and if y'all didn't know, Aaliyah's name was also in that trial and shit. So they had it as if, you know, they speaking from that perspective. So that also, again, leaves everybody wondering, where the fuck is the parents and the person that was responsible? They said her uncle was the main manager and shit like that. But you feel what I'm saying? We about to get into the music mix. Then we gonna come right back. Revealing our proof information now. Another day, another crown. Truly forgiven.
You just gotta forgive these fuck boys, fuck niggas, these demons, these motherfucking serpents, these peasants. You just gotta stand tall, you know? You feel me? X-Ring, clown gang shit.
I forgive them all. Always kept it real, never switched up on my dog. Always kept it real, never switched up on my dog. Why you do me dirty? Why the fuck y'all niggas frauds? But I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all.
Kept it real with bitches, stay loyal. Kept it loyal with these bitches, loyal. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. Broke a nigga heart while you break a nigga heart. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. Set trippin', never switch up on my dog. Always go to war, nigga like what for? Cut my dog in trouble, do it on the double. Always on the hustle, nigga heavy muscle. But you switched up on me and I didn't understand at all. But I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. Love you, do that bitch, why you break my heart? But I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. Family was real, switch up and they fake now. I don't understand, am I really great now? I don't really know, am I really great now? I'm just really on time, can't be late now. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. Fuck fake family, fuck fake friends and all of my dogs. But I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all. I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you all.
Dirty money shit, nigga.
Money shit, nah.
R.I.P.
King
Durr.
Cause
niggas stop playing.
Long live all my niggas, man. Long live King Lou.
It's all time to shine, man.
That's Joe Ali on the way, man. Look, dirty money shit. Bitch.
He probably hit me, got a dish in a frenzy. Dirty money, we the shit in the city. The bigger the nigga, the bigger the blicky. Pistol whip him, tell his head got titty. This 450 like the leader, the shit. He don't stop in us, man. When we get busy, I feel like Izzy, chillin' back on my grizzly. Talk about my lonely, you know it is with me. He probably hit me, got a dish in a frenzy. Dirty money, we the shit in the city. The bigger the nigga, the bigger the blicky. Pistol whip him, tell his head got titty. This 450 like the leader, the shit. He don't stop in us, man. When we get busy, I feel like Izzy, chillin' back on my grizzly. Talk about my lonely, you know it is with me. Killin' the pussy, she give me hickeys. Fucking they crutches, I know that they envy. Big rollin' 60, man, shout out to silly. Touching the money from juggling the glizzies. When I pull up, you know the sticks in the city. Growing the spot, I got still in my grizzly. The only one on the track when it's chilly. I ain't sleep the same since they took away Millie. I miss my nigga cause we used to get busy. Do it in his name, I'ma make me a Millie. Mr. Dirty Money, I'm the bottom of Diddy. Play with my people, get popped like a Willy. In a pool of blow, you gon' be looking so silly. Don't get shit to bitches when I'm done. Forgive me, say they behind me, but I know they ain't with me. Thug around lonely, you know that it's with me. Niggas say they want me keep it for 50. The bigger the nigga, the bigger the bleak. Now I'm locked, body rock, gon' leave. Big Hilly, I'm stopping us, man. When we get busy for my son, sick and putting racks in the kitty. I know one day karma coming, they give me notorious love. Pretty, never forget me. Got sex exam full of that, man. When I get out the city, man, my son come with me. When I make a run, man, my gun come with me. Got Skipper Roxy, about to put one in me. My Miss Bells, he was going down with me. Never hit a pack, gave my first one to me. I know you the basic, but these flanks have treat me. Now I'm really feeling like it's pain right through me. Now I'm really feeling like it's pain right through me. He probably hate me, got his bitch in a frenzy. Dirty money, we the shit in the city. The bigger the nigga, the bigger the blicky. Pistol whip him, tell his head got titty. This 450 like the lead nigga shit. Ain't no stopping us, man. When we get busy, I feel like Izzy, cause I'm back on my grizzly. Talk about my lonely, you know it is with me. He probably hate me, got his bitch in a frenzy. Dirty money, we the shit in the city. The bigger the nigga, the bigger the blicky. Pistol whip him, tell his head got titty. This 450 like the lead nigga shit. Ain't no stopping us, man. When we get busy, I feel like Izzy, cause I'm back on my grizzly. Talk about my lonely, you know it is with me.
Man, we gon' get y'all niggas out soon enough, man. We gon', yeah, gon' keep fighting this shit, man. They keep on trying to get us out of the game, man. All the real ones, but we gon' prevail.
Now, you address me, you address me as Big Scoop. You heard. Y'all ready?
We hit and we dip and we slide. Fuck all them niggas, let's ride. All my niggas screaming homicide. All you right niggas must die. The devil got some type of hold on me, but you pussy niggas keep on playing with me. Run him down, gun him down. First, his trap house, first, shut him down. Second, all his homies round him out the hood. My nigga keep that good, good. Keep me loaded with that time, time. Try to rob me, that scope on your eye. Shout out to the nigga Mac for keeping niggas on the mat. Try him and get your ass whacked. Get your face smacked with a bat. I'm loving you, kept your word. is all nigga do is flip birds. Fresh as a bitch on the daily. Ain't nothing these hoes can tell me. And my kids living real good. That's why I hustle hard in the hood. So they never want for shit, nigga. Yeah, I hit and don't miss, nigga. Hit a nigga like Mike, man. Grip that iron real tight, damn. Buck bigger than his bike, work. Pack his rack real tight, grip. Grip that iron, we'll fight, nigga. Hit a nigga like Mike, yeah. Grip that iron real tight, damn. Buck bigger than his bike, work. Pack his rack real tight, grip. Grip that iron, we'll fight, nigga. Keep me loaded, I'm hard to side. Can't you tell by the look in my eye? Never shook when I fucking walk by. I'm dangerous, I tell you no lie. I don't let certain shit slide. Niggas get mad and they question me why. Cause I don't fuck with you lame ass niggas. If it's business, let's keep it straight business. Don't tell your girl shit my business. I'm clapping her two up, she fuck up the work. 1 foot in the streets, make the bag at work. I'm paying my tithe when I stop at the church. I'm praying to God and I hope that it work. That I ain't got to fry you and leave you in dirt. Hit a nigga like Mike, yeah. Grip that iron real tight, damn. Buck bigger than his bike, work. Pack his rack real tight, grip. Grip that iron, we'll fight, nigga. Hit a nigga like Mike, yeah. Grip that iron real tight, damn. Buck bigger than his bike, work. Pack his rack real tight, grip. Grip that iron, we'll fight, nigga. Grip that iron real tight, damn. Buck bigger than his bike, work. Pack his rack real tight, grip. Grip that iron, we'll fight, nigga. Hit a nigga like Mike, yeah. Grip that iron real tight, damn. Buck bigger than his bike, work. Pack his rack real tight, grip. Grip that iron, we'll fight, nigga.
You are the darker your life, pain and reality. On my plan B, mothers and fathers, I dare you have the nerve to be mad at me. The problem that you try to wash away, I came back, time's infinity. Hero in Maryland, please no more dope, it's crack or heroin. Or deaths, please, no more deadbeats or dead bodies. Too many of my close friends I seen it happen to. From street niggas, hood niggas, even the good niggas that was supposed to make it out done got body. But wait, let's again get things clear. Stupid, dead body.
No matter how meek and humble they are, after you drive them so far, they're going to strike back. I think that most Afro-American so-called Negroes have reached the point of no return and are taking it upon themselves to be prepared.
Jerry West, another one. 17 points, and they've got to get that ball down and get quick ball.
And I think we see Willis coming out. There he comes right now. Six
10 from Brentley. Jerry West with another post three. Willis Reed. Sports Magazine has awarded the NBA Playoff Award Most Valuable Player to Lou Alcindor. Hairston gives it to Chamberlain.
The New York Knicks capture the NBA championship. Willis Reed races off with the game ball and MVP honors.
The clock is on your screen now. Havlicek. Tough move there. And it's down. Havlicek is loose. His shot is tough, but good.
Here's Rick Curry, left side. Gets up right-handed jump. Ah, hey, that's a great move. I think Curry is hurt. Westfall almost had a steal and an easy basket. White is open. Oh, no.
Your award, a gold watch for the most valuable player in the championship series. Congratulations to you.
Walton on the line.
The Blazers are up by five, and they now make it seven. So
here comes Dennis in a foot race with Charles inside the glass. Pretty play by Dennis Johnson.
This is guard Dennis Johnson, 24.
Down the middle, Dawkins went to him and scored.
The National Magazine has named you the MVP for this series.
Well, thank you. You know, I just try to do my best and help the team win, and it's just great, you know.
Offensive show back together. Maxwell, try to take the three-pointer. Don't just stand there in no man's land. Cedric Maxwell.
He's there. He slammed dunks it. The celebration continues here in the Laker locker room.
And look at the Sixer bench. Finds an open bird. Takes Lambis. 1 second. You were the most valuable player. And I must add that they said you were going to be the MVP if Boston even lost this game tonight.
Ultimate thrill for the Lakers. Kareem hits again with a skyhook. Three on one, Boston. And Matt Bird.
1986 NBA Finals Most Valuable Player Award. The second time around, Larry Bird.
Danny got middle. Here's what I thought. Almost shot at 12. Good! 2 seconds left.
Worthy back in. Gets close. Tipped up and dropped for the Lakers. Worthy with 33 points. This series high.
Busting shot at 9. Doubles around Worthy. In deep stop. 8-foot jumper. That's good.
Congratulations.
That was on purpose coming into this season.
21 on the shot clock. Here's Thomas. Tied score at 90-90.
This one's sweeter than the last one.
Oh, yeah, it's much sweeter. Because we had our work cut out for us. Everybody down in the soft season. So,
lead 87-86.
Which have been rolled out of the floor are on. Duncan spins and hits off the glass. He's almost too good. The lead back to 8. Robert Horry has shagged and it's 6 again.
Your jersey has to do is keep scoring and keep scoring at 2.
O'Neal just stepping around.
Tim is putting together a monster game.
Chauncey's got it. Chauncey down the lane. A crossover hanger. Hit it off glass. Count that baby. And a foul.
The 2004 NBA Finals MVP, Chauncey Billups.
Antonio McDyke.
backing him down with a left-hand dribble into the paint. Spins middle, jumper is good for Tim Duncan. He's got eight.
The San Antonio Spurs, the champions of the NBA.
Going to the basket.
Way to the basket! Wade Blaine with a strong finish. There's a teardrop. Tony Parker is master. Phil Jackson is still with heart and soul. Draws the foul. Bats it in! And one!
It is the truth. The MVP of the 2008 NBA Finals is Paul Pierce.
Well, that'll do it. From Orlando. For the fourth time in his amazing career, Bryant's an NBA champion. Back down to five. Bryant drills a three-pointer.
NBA Finals MVP is none other than Kobe Bryant.
Nowitzki, left hand, lays it in. And it's 103-92. And that should do it for the Dallas Mavericks. James down the lane. Layup makes it in. Largest lead of the night. Timeout Thunder. James pulls up. Puts it in. Four-point lead.
You are the 2014 Bill Russell MVP.
Turned it over. Iguodala fakes, drives, and finishes. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James with a rejection!
Wow. They're down by two. Durant at the left side calls his own number.
And he hit a three! Durant hit a three!
Yeah! Right side pulls up downtown. Durant for three! Way downtown!
And this year, the back-to-back NBA Finals MVP, Kevin Durant.
Inside pass, Leonard. Leonard got it out of foul. Once again, that strength, he got hit. And still able to finish.
Your 2019 Bill Russell Finals MVP is Kawhi Leonard.
James splits the defense down the lane. Running layup, it's good, and the foul. This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Finals MVP is LeBron James.
Hey. All right, man, we're gonna improve information now and all that. We're ready to wrap up this motherfucker and shit. You feel what I'm saying? The topics on the show, ready. Just recap. So everything that's going on with Texas and the abortion laws. Niggas stand on the same shit. That shit was inhumane, how Texas shit is flowing. Texas wild as shit in general, a lot of their laws and a lot of the shit that they believe in, you feel what I'm saying? The Klan is even from Arkansas. I know they migrated to Texas, but I know it's one of the two, either Arkansas or Texas and shit like that. So it's not really surprising about a lot of the shit that's going on. Oh, and by the way, is in the World Series. Fuck the Astros because they cheated. So, you know, it's just a regular thing, whether if it's joking or serious. But back to reality of seriousness. The abortion laws cause women, you mean, to have to even pay a fee if they wanted to get a baby aborted, even if they got raped in the case and shit like that. Like, certain shit was just inhumane and unrealistic for motherfuckers to be like, yeah, that's valid. You feel what I'm saying? So, that's facts. And that's, we stand on that. Shit with Bill Cosby. And R. Kelly, we stand on everything about that as well. The little, you know what I mean, light-skinned bitch that came out and said Mr. Cosby did whatever. I really feel like that at this point, it's obvious and it's clear that it's an ambush. They're trying to get this man to do anything, you feel what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure, again, Bill Cosby's team knew that this bitch was going to come out and have these allegations. And who knows, you feel what I'm saying, how far literally. When everybody was coming forth and they asked motherfucking the staff on the Cosby show and shit like that, she didn't even come forth and have an opinion or, you know, accusations, the proper terminology for what the fuck happened and shit like that. So that shit fraudulent or however you believe that shit. The R. Kelly situation, a lot of niggas been not really fucking with that shit in general, especially with the whole thing with Aaliyah. You feel what I'm saying? We been said that was suspect, and again, her uncle was her main manager during the time. That don't take away from her parents, you know, letting shit fly or whatever. But however agreement that shit happened, And also, what black people want to see is, we want to see this same shit come out with Elvis Presley, and you mean, because niggas, you know, cherish Elvis and all that shit. Only thing, when our black men and women get victimized in the media, that's full opportunity for niggas to have full attack and shit like that. And that shit is dead, you feel what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people feel like you shouldn't speak on a lot of things, because these motherfuckers is annoying, the shit that Elvis did, and Woody Allen, you feel what I'm saying? Marrying his stepdaughter, all type of shit. And they on that nigga right now. Whatever the situation, that shit weird, bro. The other nigga, he's in Florida, and he married a little bitch that's 19. 46, 56. That nigga got different motherfucking ages. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. The shit that's going on and shit. First of all, she said that it's false that he didn't raise her. To be honest, I don't really give a fuck about it. But, you know, I gotta speak on this shit, cause it's the end and the hot topics, close out segment and shit. But personally, y'all already know this is an opportunity for them to attack, you know, to attack and to annihilate a lot of shit that's going on. So people feel like they want to keep shit closed house, you feel what I'm saying, when it comes time to certain shit, because they keep they shit closed house. So, you know what I mean, we all know how we feel about this shit in our community, both ways. And this is a main point that's weird. A lot of women was fucking with R. Kelly, saying, oh, no, they just attacking R. Kelly, like, when it first came out. And then, but Bill Cosby shit, when his shit first came out, with the honorableness of his resume, women automatically was all, no, Cosby did it. I can see Cosby doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Even though that he already proven that he didn't do this shit the first time, like Tim Duncan was saying. So that shit fraudulent, my nigga. Everybody should know that. So anyway, so that's the main point of everything. Some shit, yes, niggas do have to keep closed house and, you know, concealed and shit like that. You feel me? But that's either near or there. But we about to get into the fun shit, man. I know y'all niggas tired of all that depressing dragon shit. And by the way, the Gene with Joe Rogan, that whole Gene shit, we all know this fraudulent. We all know who has the most chaotic history in America, not only in America, around the whole fucking world. We know who runs this nation, and we're the only nation that ever dropped a nuclear bomb on a whole race of people. You feel what I'm saying? A nuclear bomb, and it fucked up generations and generations and generations. And what the fuck method he was trying to say about him being farmers and shit, we been have farmers in Africa. We been have scientists. You feel what I'm saying? People mislead the misinterpretation of Africa's image about what the fuck Africa did for civilization in general, my nigga. That shit is fraudulent, that the picture that he tried to paint on Joe Rogan's podcast. And a lot of people didn't know about it, but Joe Rogan has the biggest fucking podcast in the world. So for the people who's in tune and listen to shows like, you know, podcasts and shit like that, and shout out to everybody that support me, people worldwide as well. So this is not just a in America in base opinion. A lot of people from around the world, y'all know what the fuck I'm saying as well. You feel what I'm saying? And I got a lot of African, you know, support, as well as Germany and Indonesia, a lot of different places, and I fuck with that heavy. And people keep subscribing, so obviously they fuck with the fuck, you know, food they getting served. But anyway, so that's way off of him misleading shit. You feel what I'm saying? That shit is way fraudulent. That shit is way negative, and the niggas out of pocket. But we about to get closed out on some fun shit and then get into the music mix. NBA is back. Shout out to Candace Parker winning that WNBA championship. A lot of people misinterpret full, you know, credibility of women athletes, and that shit is sad. They did their shit. My Sparks, I'm mad that they didn't fully get a chance, because Derek Fisher's bitch ass is still there, and he's the reason why Candace walked. He's the reason why Chelsea Gray's not there. And a lot of people don't really fuck with him. I wonder if he's going to run away T.T. Cooper. We're going to find out, and we're going to see. The NFL is cracking on very beautifully. We fucked up right now as far as our injury reserves, but Lamar's still holding shit down beautifully as he was going to. Yeah, nigga, y'all already know that was evident. People, it's really nothing you can say now about Lamar. They already said he's playing better than he played his whole MVP season. So it's not shit niggas can really say as far as just finally giving us our motherfucking roses and this shit, and understanding that niggas, we ain't going no fucking where. You feel what I'm saying? Purple and motherfucking black, nigga. We out this bitch internally. And don't forget that gold pussy. And we ain't talking about the dickhead ass Steelers fans. You feel what I'm saying? And I was saying that shit the other day. I can't understand the relateness of being a Steelers fan and you live in Baltimore. You feel what I'm saying? It's only one Steelers fan I know that's, you know, die hard, crazy. That's my nigga Keith. And you mean my man be entertaining with that shit. And that nigga been repping this shit for a minute, but I still don't understand how anybody can be a Steelers fan. It's really no similarities. Like I was saying the other day, it makes sense a little bit for NBA. If you were like an NBA fan, you know, you have a certain NBA player. Like I'm, like LeBron was the motherfucker I've, you know, maybe was watching the most, you know, like the LeBron, the Kobe era AI. You feel what I'm saying? So, but LeBron was that nigga I've been watching since elementary, transitioning into middle school and shit like that. So I'm a, you know, Cavaliers fan. We don't have the Bullets no more and shit like that. They do have open rosters for teams to come back. I'm not sure if they would give us the Bullets back. That shit would be obey and that shit would be lit. But I'm not really for certain and sure if they would bless us with that for real. As far as everything else, boxing was beautiful. Deontay Wilder, he did lose. I thought Deontay Wilder would come back stronger than that, but you know, he didn't. Tank about to come up and fight soon. I think the MNG Grant and shit, I gotta catch a fight there one day. But I wanna see Tank fight. You feel what I'm saying? Here. You feel what I'm saying? I gotta see that shit, nigga. That shit definitely would be obey. Mickey just lost his fight, and he's, people asked, is he in a fighting slump? And Yo said that it's just a part of boxing. We'll see what's cracking with that. Terrence Crawford versus Sean Porter, that shit ready to be a motherfucking fight. Like that weight class, like, you know, Sean Porter's and all that, that weight class became like the top elitist class nowadays. It used to be like heavyweight and shit. Well, every generation gonna have their time period. Bernard Hopkins and Roy Jones, they ran shit at one point in their division and shit like that. Now it's like the smaller fighters, they the ones who really, you know, run shit, especially social media and different shit like that. And do you know, the more exciting boxing people say, you know, quote unquote, it's all exciting to me, you know what I'm saying? That's just scientific. But as far as Terrence Crawford versus Sean Porter, I wanted Terrence Crawford to fight Errol Spence because that's the fight that a lot of motherfuckers really want to see. I feel like that Terrence Crawford is going to test Spence, and I feel like he going to get the dub. My man's El Diablo, he felt like that Terrence Crawford not going to have a shot against Spence. Spence is one of the most elite niggas in his weight class, and you know what I mean? It's not really going to be too many niggas beating Spence. If not, nobody. But I feel like Terrence Crawford is that nigga to get the job done. Spence versus Pacquiao, here's my honest opinion on that shit. I feel like that the Spence versus Pacquiao fight, they pull Spence out of the fight. Regardless of what niggas trying to say, I really feel like Spence would have end Pacquiao shit like early. Pacquiao was already fighting with injuries. I think he got his injury after the Adrian Broner fight. He beat AB the fuck up though, but you know what I mean? Pac-Man is Pac-Man. But I feel like that it's good that he, I mean, retired when he had to retire, because these last past years, Pac-Man been holding shit down, but he been getting knocked out. The couple other fights, he was getting knocked down and shit. But he still was swinging with these young guys. A lot of people said that they respect Pac-Man half and half. If you're a Floyd fan, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a boxer fan, you should know what I'm talking about. About that steroid use and shit like that, they feel like, you know, that's different credibility. And I'm even finding out that Canelo was also in the same rumors. Canelo is the best boxer in the world right now. That's in any division, any weight class. So for this nigga to have steroids on his resume, it don't matter. It just, you mean, regardless of the, you mean, regardless of the shit that's present to us now, this nigga, if this nigga was popping roids, that's a motherfucking issue. And but this nigga's still the best boxer in the world. That whole camp, he not really fucking with Oscar. Niggas been saying Oscar was a shiesty, cruddy ass nigga. He unpredictable, you know what I mean? Most cokeheads is unpredictable. Oscar's a cokehead, that's evident. Niggas know that. It's not allegations and shit like that. That don't take away from niggas who maintain their shit and handle their shit, however they handle their shit. Your drug of choice is your drug of choice. Y'all niggas know I fuck with the acid, the weed, and the mushrooms. So that's just me. Everybody fuck with whatever they fuck with. But if you can't maintain your shit and then fuck up your business, nigga, you feel what I'm saying? That's an issue. And Canelo brung this shit to the table multiple times that this shit is an issue. And Canelo been trying to get free from this shit. But we'll see what the fuck going. Again, this nigga's the best boxer in the world. He can fight wherever the fuck you want. But we about to get close it out with some NBA talk after I talk about real quick with the finals. I mean the World Series. World Series, I wanted the Orioles to win. But we didn't make it. We're 3-time champions all around. But it's been a minute since we, you mean, been to the World Series, like generations. I wanted the Dodgers to repeat. That's my second squad. I want the A's to win because fuck the Astros. The niggas was caught cheating type shit. Everybody was fucking with them niggas. That's the whole thing. Because, you know, the cinematic concept and scenery that happened in Houston at the time. Of, you know, that's the time that shit was getting fucked up and Houston was fucked up. Crazy. If for the people who know what I'm talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. It was the time of that World Series. Shit was fucked up, so the whole America wanted them to really, like, get that dub and shit like that. Because, you know, it brung peace and shit. Different sports teams, well, all sports teams bring fucking peace. Like, this certain shit. That's all a nigga really, some people really have as an attachment. And it's a representation of, you mean, your city, your state, and shit like that. So, you mean, closing out with the, you mean, NBA. NBA is back. They trying to, you know, block out Kyrie Irving. Shout out to Kyrie Irving for standing up. Shout out to the people who was out there with them protest signs at the Barclays for Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has the right to voice his opinion. Andrew Wiggins had the right to voice his opinion. He ended up still getting it eventually and shit like that. But this vaccination shit is crazy. They blocking a lot of niggas from even speaking on this shit. They taking your content down fast. Rather view on YouTube. I don't even upload my shit on YouTube no more. Cause after I talked about the Pope molesting children, I had to, you know, pour that because the niggas kept on flagging me and they really was pulling my shit. I had to fight for a lot of my shit on Facebook and shit like that. So niggas is slowly progressing to get that shit correct, but that's not really gonna stop. We don't fuck with kids getting taken advantage of. I was a kid that got taken advantage of myself, so you feel me? The fact that motherfuckers just act like just because it's the Pope or if you are any type of high power rank human being, quote unquote, to other people's reality based on entertainment, people just act like that shit is non-existent. So I appreciate people that support shit morally. So back to this shit. The NBA is going to be fire this season. Westbrook coming home. All three of my favorite players is on the same team. This shit is Honey O Bay. It's going to be struggles starting off because they still figuring each other out. If Westbrook doesn't average a triple, I still got him averaging a double-double. I think AD will get MVP. Stephen Curry is going crazy right now without Klay, but Klay's going to be coming back. I still got Jordan Poole as Rookie of the Year, but Jalen Green is doing some beautiful shit out Houston. And you feel what I'm saying? He holding it down. LaMelo is a fucking star like everybody knew he would be. Off the court and on the court, he brings attraction to the Hornets. He make people want to watch. The way he plays the game is you know, beautiful basketball. The Chicago Bulls is going to be a threat out east. I feel like they're going to be like the third seed. They're going to be in that bracket between the Nets, Miami, and the Bucks. All three of those teams with Chicago is going to be battling for the East. So I don't think that shit going to be a cakewalk. The Nets is losing right now without Kyrie, but they was winning without Kyrie, so I don't really think people can use that as a valid excuse, but they going to run with that shit. But Kyrie is a solid player if he's on your team. I mean, he can change the game, but if you hold shit down, you can't win without him as well. We've seen that in, you know, Boston and shit like that. I don't know fully what's going on in Boston. Everybody believe in Jason Tatum and shit, but you know what I mean? Me personally, I don't fuck with the Celtics. I really don't fuck with Boston teams at all. So But shout out to Bill Russell. Happy birthday. Yesterday was Bill Russell's birthday. The 24th. So shout out to one of the goats of this shit, the OGs. Out West is simple. When Kawhi get back, he gonna be shaking a lot of shit up. I'm not a Luka believer at all. Meaning, I don't think that Luka can, if he win a playoff series, you feel what I'm saying? I don't got them niggas getting past the second round when it comes time to these, you know, Kawhis and the Stephen Currys and, you feel what I'm saying? LeBron. Luka's not better than the joke. He's not better than Trae Young. Nobody talking about how Trae Young whooped they ass the other day. My Cavs got back at them, and they went off. I heard it's some Bruce showing up that's negative with Colin Sexton trying to get the fuck out of there. Hopefully Colin Sexton stay. He's a very important piece, but if he has to go, he has to go. Only nigga that's important, more important than the franchise is Bron, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like a Bron or like a Kobe and shit like that. But I'm just fucking around. But serious at the same time. And speaking of Mamba, Vanessa is trying to sue the company that put out the images of Kobe's deceased body burned up. And you have to also remember his daughter's also there. So that's like somebody putting out pictures. It don't matter if he's Kobe or not, my nigga. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's weirdo creepy shit. Weirdo creepy shit, bro. Like, that's demonic shit. Niggas be saying demon time. That's demon time shit. They put out images of his body. They try to say, first of all, Vanessa had the possibility of she had to go through therapy in order for this to even fully, you know, be considered her being emotionally hurt from this shit. So that's literally what the courts are making her have to do because of she doesn't, you know what I mean, really. They want her to really, you know what I mean? She's saying that she feel emotionally fucked up from it. We all know that shit is, you know what I mean, what it is. Facts, anybody would. But they say, oh, prove it. We want you to go through this therapy and all this other type of bullshit. That's for her to sue these niggas. But, you know what I mean, she gonna get the bag at the end of the day. And shout out to all the strong women that lost, I mean, they lost kids, they lost a husband, vice versa. Shout out to all the strong men out there that lost babies from miscarriages as well, you feel what I'm saying? And lost their family in a lot of tragic shit. A lot of people died this year through stray bullets. I always pray for that family, all them families. I always pray for the kids that's missing. I still, you know what I mean, be praying for anybody that's fucked up and trying to make sense of this, you know what I mean, society they get taken advantage of. Everybody's raped, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? But in general, everybody gotta stay on their shit. If you can get your strap legally, strap up legally. If you get your shit illegally, don't post your shit online. Don't let niggas know that you got a gun. Move smart, move strategically. We back with the show more consistently. A lot of shit was going on. Again, I told y'all niggas, them niggas really try to take niggas show over the, they were serious about that Pope shit, and they don't really like niggas talk about this Pizzagate shit. That shit mad fucking weird, bro. But you know, we about to get even more flavorful with the NBA topics. I just had to do a quick rundown. We gonna have a lot of more guests on the show. Yeah, man, shit gonna be fire. Lo was supposed to be on this episode, but Lo gonna be on the next episode. And as far as hip hop and shit, being album's fire. Wale, I got to fully listen to Wale album. That shit fire. It's been a beautiful year for hip hop. Kendrick is supposed to be dropping. Cole album was fire. I feel like Cole got the best album of the year. But we still have to hear K that album. Dave E shit was fire with Harry Fraud. What else I've been bumping? Always be bumping Spitta. Spitta got a new project with Harry Fraud coming the 29th. That shit ready to go dumb. This shit ready to be Old Bay. You feel what I'm saying? Hip hop is in a beautiful space right now. Young Boy ready to be released. I still gotta listen to Sincerely Contrell. I gotta see how that shit was. Top was a solid ass project that, you know what I mean? But Young Boy gonna put up Young Boy numbers, but I feel like that nigga put out Ghetto Gospel like Polo and a lot of other, you feel what I'm saying? Everybody have their own opinion. Niggas hate Young Boy for what 21 said. people take sides in this shit. Niggas weird. Niggas never been to Chicago and they claim out Chicago shit and this and that. And, well, fuck with Dirk. Anybody that Dirk don't like, fuck them and shit like that. That's your favorite rapper, I understand. But everybody grown ass fucking men, and you feel what I'm saying? Y'all niggas is not from O Block. You feel what I'm saying? So that shit weird how niggas take sides and shit like that. Represent who you represent. It was justice for FBG Duck. I'm happy that his family got justice and shit like that. One of the yos committed suicide. We're not a part of the Chicago beef. This shit is black people killing each other. And anybody that's with the 3-eye shit, we want peace. So revealing approved information now. Praying blessings for all. Let's get into that motherfucking music.
My city with the auto travel slow. Can't you hear the sound of go-go hustlers? Got it for the low-low. I'm just Chocolate City living. Rest in peace to Chuck and Polo. I start this day with plenty. Let's fire up Borello. There's plenty from this 20, so my day is nice and mellow. I say hello to the sky. Oh my, I'm so high. The redness in my eyes come from being nice and dry. I subscribe to this channel that streams a bunch of songs. Kick my feet up on the mantle and proceed to rip this bong. Rip along through the day. Let's hit the studio. This track was kinda lit, so I had to spit a flow. Cause I was going through the motion, sipping on some potion. Girl, I swim the ocean if you ever get the notion. Feeling like a floating knife cloud in the sky. I'm just cruising through my city in the district getting high. Cause I was smoking by my dolo with a 20 mega proto. I'm just cruising through my city with the auto drive on slow-mo. Ain't you hear the sound of go-go hustlers got it for the low-low. I'm just Chocolate City living. Rest in peace to Chuck and Polo. Damn, I feel amazed. She was black and aged. Like a niece, I had to grab a piece of her persuasion. Roll up for me pretty, you can grab a Dutch or Philly. Taking all the sights and sounds as I navigate the city. If you really trying to chilly, come through my show tonight. You can help me stay in flight, cause I know you can roll it right. Step on stage, set the blaze, then blow up like dynamite. Damn, she might hit the stride if I play my cards right. Cause I was going through the motion, sipping on some potion. Girl, I swim the ocean if you ever get the notion. Feeling like a floating knife cloud in the sky. I'm just cruising through my city in the district getting high. Cause I was smoking by my dolo with a 20 mega proto. I'm just cruising through my city with the auto drive on slow-mo. Can't you hear the sound of go-go hustlers got it for the low-low. I'm just Chocolate City living. Rest in peace to Chuck and Polo. April 20 if I'm lit, I'm floating off a head. Then I had a coughing fit. Mary Jane, it's your birthday. Got me kinda thirsty. Cat and mouth king, Royal Highness with the dirt. Cause I was going through the motion, sipping on some potion. Girl, I swim the ocean if you ever get the notion. Feeling like a floating knife cloud in the sky. I'm just cruising through my city in the district getting high. Cause I was smoking by my dolo with a 20 bag of proto. I'm just cruising through my city with the auto drive on solo. Ain't you hear the sound of go-go hustlers got it for the low-low. I'm just Chocolate City living. Rest in peace to Chuck and Polo.
Back in motion, still floating. I just gotta keep it going. Niggas barely getting sleep. I'm still out here getting to it. You can find a way around. With certain shit, you go through it. I'd rather stick with this money. I love when I thumb through it. I ain't never going back. In my head, I was broke. S block, get in motion. Get the money, stay low. I got a lot of shit to handle. Yet I still got control. I wake up, get this shit rocking. I watch how all this shit roll. I'm the man, I don't say it. I get money, what you saying? Niggas joke, cause I ain't playing. I run it up and get the bands. I've been breaking bread with the fam. It feel good when you can. And I got niggas in the can. I'ma do it for us cause they can't. And I ain't counting no favors. I'm smoking, switching up the flavor. I've been staying to myself. Less is more and more paper. Time is money, I done fucked it up. It's a couple times I was waiting. Stay down till you come up. It's a lot of niggas lacking patience. Set the table, niggas eating. It's only steak if niggas beefing. I done cut off my attachments. I don't like when people think I need them. I pray to God every night. Keep my fam safe and niggas breathing. I watch you pull up at the dock. Ain't no false moves and niggas leaving. We got the bar, they can't diss. Out of sight, they want sis. Soldier hating, want beers. Then they act like that we don't see it. Ain't no question, this shit destined. well protected, Smith & Wesson. I've been waiting on my blessing. I just hope you niggas get the message that I'm focused on getting more and more what? More cheese, more cheddar. Long cheese, mozzarella. Big bag, bet whatever. I'm a rock star, it's heavy metal. I know they'll get you if you let them. It's chess moves, not checkers. I'm learning more, getting better. Nigga.
They used to tell me, boy, you need to hit the block, yeah. They used to tell me that I never reach the top, yeah. They used to tell me I should give it all I got, yeah. They used to tell me they was real, but really not, yeah. They used to tell me that I need to hit the block, yeah. They used to tell me that I never reach the top, yeah. They used to tell me I should give it all I got, yeah. They used to tell me they was real, but really not, yeah.
Let me get spiritual, I'm the digital miracle. All this money going around like it was spherical. You niggas hysterical, you need to just let it go. Or I'm chopping off your head, the same way the lettuce grow. Lord told us to let it go. Nothing really matters at funerals or masses. Only time that we gather, other than when we battle. Looking for beef like cattle, she ride me without a saddle. I'm drowning without a paddle. When a text could ignite a battle, and the night can get abandoned. How I hit your chick and all the bitches bragging. Yeah, we different, cause you bitches RuPaul when you dragging, fagging. They don't trust me, I'm a loose cannon, Bruce Banner. I couldn't pick a flaw with two cameras. Brought new hammers for loose banter. You questioned and the truth answered. Bars deadly as a new cancer. Exposed these rappers like a new dancer.
They used to tell me, boy, you need to hit the block, yeah. They used to tell me that I never reach the top, yeah. They used to tell me I should give it all I got, yeah. They used to tell me they was real, but really not, yeah. They used to tell me that I need to hit the block, yeah. They used to tell me that I never reach the top, yeah. They used to tell me I should give it all I got, yeah. They used to tell me they was real, but really not, yeah.
I'm a star child, lyrics are art style. All I do is beat the track up, martial art style. Who art thou? Feeling like I'm Shakespeare, sitting in these dark clouds. But my vision stay clear, I take fear and turn it to my gasoline. They feel the dry doubt if they ever passing me. Pass the weed, your boy blows as the trees. I'm feeling the love, I always pass the king. You can keep the torch, just pass the rings. Balls heavy in my death, even the casket leans. Rich and famous is the classic dream. But when your squad missing shots, what could you ask the team? I just tell them pass to me, I splash the three. I done wrote more scriptures than a pastories. Nicknamed Dirt Dastardly, a catastrophe. With a mastery of acting bastardly. To the point that my mama don't ask for me. Get serious, use a laugh to me. Why mostly whack rappers chasing after me? Who the best? I'ma check like they cashing me. Don't hate, just watch the time and I get lost in rhyming. Fuck with me and get popped like you lost your homie. Dark days are the cost for shining. I spilled the tea and raised the cost in China. A architect called me Baldy Moore's lost designer. How much for your soul? Guess it cost designer. I felt like Malcolm when he lost Elijah. I'm the truth, you're a falsifier. The results get dire, the scene turned into a forest fire. I get more inspired to soar into the orbit higher. Till I'm worn and tired or aspire.
Lately I've been overthinking, so I pour the liquid and the liquor in the kidneys, and pump the gas and mow the lawn in the land of the lungs. Dumb nigga that's smoking and drinking, my bullshit tolerance at an all time low. I leave half you niggas brain dead in the movies like Abe Lincoln for not thinking. Then ride off on the MTA bus, subway, light rail, Uber, or fuck it, for the irony, the brand newest Lincoln. bugged out in the crib like, what the fuck was I thinking? Smoking diesel and drinking teleport when midnight and hickey and tell when no longer blinking. Mel, KLM and Sammy already at the crib, taking bets on PS4 at the door. Another dig, another crown from Baltimore, Salisbury and the whole Eastern Shore. DMV kings and queens, Big Bang trips, we explore. Moving in slow speed, smoking something stinking. Counting Sir Benjamin Franklin. The odor of success is very stinking. Victory lap, nigga.